I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week from Stockport.
Yes.
Gateway to Oldham. Stockport is home to Strawberry Studios, where internationally recognised artists, including Paul McCartney, the Stone Roses and Joy Division, have recorded their music. It was here that McCartney recorded Ebony and Ivory. The Stone Roses laid down, She Bangs the Drums, and Joy Division recorded their 1992 Christmas single, Santa's Dead, Kids. Pebble Beach in Woodbank Park is the most famous of Stockport's river beaches due to its size, open space and overall beauty. For visitors who prefer sand, the best time to visit Pebble Beach is in about a million years. TV travel programme reporter Judith Chalmers was born in Stockport in 1935. And during her career, the TV legend was on the road for over 50 years. It's difficult to pinpoint the exact origin of her passion for travelling, although coming from Stockport probably had something to do with it. Middleweight boxing legend Ricky Hatton was born in Stepping Hill Hospital and grew up in Hyde. Hatton had 48 fights, won 45, and only lost three. He then turned nine and left Hyde Primary School. Antiques expert David Dickinson was born in Stockport in 1941. The perma-tanned Wheeler dealer first hit our screens as the host of the daytime TV staple Bargain Hunt. It was through his efforts as a presenter that Dickinson helped promote car boot sales, while at the same time popularising the use of Bargain Hunt as rhyming slang. Let's meet the teams. They are, on my left, Andy Hamilton and Milton Jones. On my right, John Coulter and Jan Ravens. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, the immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference between the words basmati and pilau. Well, basmati is a variety of long, slender-grained aromatic rice, which is traditionally grown in India and Pakistan, whereas pilau is what a Brummie puts his head on in bed. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, team. So your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Milton, you can start.
Chewbacca, the brother of Sue Barker.
John.
Boron, to continue presenting you and yours.
Jan.
Extractor fan, someone who used to like farm vehicles.
Andy.
Granular, a female vampire who drains the life from her victims by telling them endless stories about people they don't know.
Economy, accusatory cry of a defrauded Italian.
Cash and carry, two areas of vulnerability for Boris Johnson.
Crossrail, when trains dress up as boats.
Decanter, someone who can tell you which one is deck and which one is ant.
Disclaimers, pop group who did not walk 500 miles or any aforementioned distance.
Patina, the name by which Postman Pat now likes to be known.
flustulent, a boil that lasts till Easter.
Geriatric, wartime army slang to describe the shooting of three Germans in succession.
Chris de Berg, 90% above the surface.
Sweepstake, protection money paid by sooty.
Elsewhere, rude word in Spanish.
Claptrap, the deceptive kind of applause that makes you think you're doing better than you really are. Oh, yeah.
Okay, the teams are going to sing along to some well-known songs in the round called Pick Up Song. Yeah. These days, German vinyl of the 1940s commands a fortune at auction. The Holy Grail for collectors attracts about the leading Nazis of the day, particularly I Know Himmler So Well, Hitler Baby One More Time, and I'm Forever Blowing Goebbels. So Sven will spin the discs. Each of you sing along to your records teams until Sven turns the music down. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a stultifying display of tedious self-aggrandizement. What do points mean?
Prizes!
And this week's prize is the perfect support garment for the gentleman who dresses to the right. It's this Liz Truss. Okay, these songs are all local to Manchester and Lancashire. So, Andy, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Peter Skellen singing You're a Lady.
Now the evening has come to a close, and I've had my last dance with you. Onto the empty streets we go. And it might be my last chance with you, so I might as well get it over. The things I have to say won't wait until another day. Knit one, purl one. You're a lady, I'm a man. You're supposed to understand how these things are often plan to be. You're romantic, I'm a fool. You're the teacher I've come to school. Bit creepy.
I'm a fool. Oh. You're the teacher.
Oh, no.
I've come to school.
So you raced through it, Andy. You raced through it.
I sang it at the speed that I think Peter should have taken it.
Okay, you're next, Milton Jones. I'd like you to accompany Joy Division singing Love Will Tear Us Apart.
When routine bites hard and ambitions are low and resentment rides high but emotions won't grow and we're changing our ways, taking different roads. Love, love will tear us apart again. Love, love will tear us apart.
Love will tear us apart.
Pretty good. Okay, Jan Ravens, you're next. Can you accompany Brian and Michael singing Matchstalk Men and Matchstalk Cats and Dogs?
In painted Salford smoky tops, on cardboard boxes from the shops, and parts of Ancoats where I used to play. I'm sure he once walked down our street, cause he painted kids who had knout on their feet. The clothes we wore had all seen better days. Da da da, da 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 da. Now they said his works of art were dull, no room all round, the walls are full. But Lowry didn't care much anyway.
They said he just paints cats and dogs and matched up men in boots and clogs. And Lowry said that's just the way they'll stay, moody bastard. And he painted matched up men and matched up cats and dogs. He painted kids on the corner of the street with the sparking clogs. Now he takes his brush and he waits. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside them factory gates to paint his matched up men and matched up cats and dogs.
Well done, Jan Raven, with Matchstalk Men and Matchstalk Cats and Dogs. Not forgetting, of course, the audience here in Stockport giving us their impression of a nursing home. And finally, John Culshaw, would you please accompany George Formby singing When I'm Cleaning Windows?
Take that nice again, aren't it? Now I go window cleaning to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you could see what I can see. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. The blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he is doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine. When I'm cleaning windows, the chambermaid, we live on call. It's the one.
The teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. This game is all about miming, the theatrical technique of suggesting action, character or emotions without words. The world of mime is not only notoriously male-dominated, but also reluctant to change, as one prominent female mime recently complained after discovering she could only go so far before hitting a glass ceiling. In our version of the game entitled Sound Charades, team members are permitted the use of their mouths. And Andy and Milton, you're to start, please. And your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Test match special. Test match special.
So off you go, please, Andy and Milton.
Okay, so it's a TV show. Three words. Just open the box. There we are.
Here we go. Yep, that one works.
Oh, yeah, and that one works.
That one as well.
Wow, that one is exceptional.
Yeah. Outstanding. Yeah. Better than the others.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and the first one is out.
Oh, and the second one too. The stumps are gone.
Yeah, it looks as if we'll be keeping the ashes.
Test match special.
Well, it's your turn now, John and Jan, and your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
A streetcar named Desire. A streetcar named Desire.
So this is a play and a film, and it's four words. Hello and welcome to the One Show. So we've got Alan Carr on the sofa.
It's my pleasure, Alex. It's so comfortable here, isn't it?
Oh, Alan, I believe you've just been to Weymouth for a special event at your old family home.
Yes, I've been to officiate at a renaming ceremony for the road where I was brought up.
Oh, the avenue.
I was there to do the honours and officially change it from an avenue to a street. And can you guess what I called it?
No, I can't, Alan.
It is now known as Desire.
What? Desire Street? Well, knowing you, I should have known.
OK, so Alan Carr... There's a car involved, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And there's a street involved. So is it that...
Streetcar.
Named Desire.
That's it. I have another round of that. Here's a title going up for you again on the lazy display board. This is for you, Andy and Milton, and here is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
ER. ER.
Okay, so this is a TV series, long running. Do you want to know how many words it is? Yeah, I think it'd be best not to get bogged down on that. Do you? Yeah. Not a lot. We could go as far as, I think, a lot. Okay, so we're starting the clue now. Okay, so it's... That's it. Yeah. Do you want to hear it again?
Is it about thinking? Is it...
we'll give you the clue again, because it is quite tricky. Right, you ready?
Yeah, you better go first, Dave.
Should be a program like Thinking Aloud, or
do we literally have to spell it out for you?
Countdown.
Can I just say, audience, you're not being helpful to Jan. That's actually quite confusing.
The Queen really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. Queen really enjoyed the TV show. One of her favourite shows. But the
Crown,
key thing, the key...
Racing, Deal or No Deal, she loved that. Midsummer Murders.
You're thinking too many words. Think as few words, like no words. No words. And it's...
No, yeah. I'm lost.
Well, the audience are now laughing at you, not with you. It's not nice to see. I think we better tell them.
Yeah.
Actually.
It's ER.
Oh, you. That's been on for about 20 years.
Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First, I notice our postman struggling under the burden of a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Mr. Schofield and Miss Willoughby, I'd like to complain about a recently purchased game of this morning Scrabble. On examining the tiles, I discovered there was no cues. Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis." Well, on with the game teams, and this week we'll be playing the variation which incorporates the old family favourite Snakes and Ladders. Now, certain destinations are assigned a snake or a ladder, and any player landing on them will proceed at once back or forward to a designated destination. I should remind players that Stovall's looping protocol will be in force.
Oh, that's the worst. The looping protocol. Right, I've got East Putney.
East Putney.
Bromley by Bow.
Mm-hmm. Ongar.
Fairlop.
Bad luck.
I've gone right down to Aldgate.
Yep, you have gone down to Aldgate. You can't go again, unfortunately. You've got to wait now. So it's back to the beginning.
God, this will bring the fans back. Hainault.
Yeah.
See, it's nice to have a crowd in who understand the game.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Finally.
Aficionados.
Hatch End.
Oh, that's a ladder. Good. Well done, well done, John.
Where have you ended up?
Salford Crescent.
You have, yeah.
Euston.
Euston. That's only a short snake, that. That was where have you ended up?
Euston Square.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to get back. Snaresbrook.
Unexpected item in bagging area.
Snaresbrook is all right. I don't know what happened there. Sorry about that. Snaresbrook, yeah, that's permitted.
Right, okay, using the new Battersea Power Station.
They're none.
Yes, but that was a little bit of a ladder there. It was more like a little step, really.
Vauxhall.
Vauxhall, you're in it. Yeah. Oh, good, well done, yeah.
Burnham.
That is a disgrace.
I think that probably represents a snake of some sort that you've got. So yeah, Burnham. Yes, you're now stuck in Burnham. We need to observe Stovold's looping protocol, of course. So that makes things a little bit more complicated.
Me.
Yeah.
Olympia.
Hillingdon.
West Ruislip.
Bank.
Wow. Oh, bad luck, John.
Ended up in Penge.
Yeah. Penge, yes. Just checking, does everyone remember how to end the game?
Well, it's not quite ready for that yet.
There's
a bit more ground to go, I think.
There is, yeah.
Debden.
Well played.
Oh, there you go. Look, I'm all the way up to Bond Street now.
Mornington Crescent.
Yeah! Oh, very good. He did. That's sometimes the way it goes. Well
That's
done.
The mark of a great player, Jan. It just comes out of nowhere. You do the unexpected.
Totally.
You know, it's not like anyone suggested it.
This round is all about reviews. Many performers adhere to the adage, when it comes to reviews, only tell me the good ones. Well, before the show, Andy's agent handed me the latest review of his work, and I can tell you, Andy, it's 5 stars. Yes, a big thank you to the comedy critic at CFAX. So, in this round, I shall...
Don't laugh at that, you... It just makes it worse.
In this round, I shall present the teams with a selection of genuine internet reviews, and their job is to correctly identify to what the review is referring. So, Andy, you get the first one. What is this review referring to? I love these. They remind me of my childhood in Manchester.
Rickets.
No, it's a review of Uncle Joe's mint balls on Amazon, yeah. Obviously something you know about and I don't want to. This one's for you, John. What's this about? The queue at one bar was so long, I was told I wouldn't get serviced.
Spearmint Rhino.
It was the Stockport Plaza. In And Jan, what about this one? Much of it is pretty sexist and outdated.
Italy.
It's the complete illustrated Kama Sutra. And finally, Milton, what's being reviewed here? Might well be unique, although I imagine there may be something similar in Luton.
Dignitas.
It's actually the Hatworks Museum of Hatting on TripAdvisor. All right, here are some for any of you to have a go at. What about this? Improved the look of the surrounding area, no end.
A fog machine by the Mersey.
It was a review of Vajazzle stencil kit on Amazon.
Sorry, a what?
I'll explain later, if I may. What's this a review of? After getting past the what the hell is this part of the experience, I couldn't put it down.
A labradoodle.
It's actually funny. In fact, this is a review for Longhand by Andy Hamilton. And finally, what's this review referring to? Sticks to things like glue.
Is it Extinction Rebellion?
It was actually for a fishing magnet. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. There is just time to fit in a quick round called In My Pants, and the object of the game is to make me laugh. Okay, teams, your task is to suggest song titles, while mine is simply to say the phrase In My Pants immediately after each title, but without raising a smile. That shouldn't be too challenging. So, Jan, you can start.
Mama told me not to come.
In My Pants. John.
Robert De Niro's Waiting.
In My Pants. Andy.
I Who Have Nothing.
In My Pants. Milton.
What's Another Year?
In My Pants.
Come On, Feel the Noise.
In My Pants.
Nothing Compares to You.
In My Pants.
I've Grown Accustomed to Your Face.
In My Pants. That wasn't a laugh, I'm just enjoying the fact that the audience are enjoying it.
Golden Brown.
In My Pants.
You've Got a Friend.
I'm not laughing. I'm on antibiotics. In My Pants.
If I Had a Hammer.
In My Pants.
Have You Seen the Muffin Man?
In My Pants.
Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
In My Pants. Stupid bloody game, that is. All right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the temperamental TV remote of time expires before the loose women of lethargy and the AA Duracells of destiny are purchased from the poundland of posterity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Sven and myself, and our audience here in Stockport, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Andy Hamilton, John Colshaw, Milton Jones and Jan Ravens have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.